All right, great now to be back with Gabby Surrett, who is a two-time captain for the Saugus field hockey team, and she is the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month in November on the female side. Gabby, welcome to MSO and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just turn off the music here. So, you made it. You guys got on the field. And according to the bio we had from your AD here, you kind of busy in goal, which is little unusual for a field hockey player, isn't it? To be as busy as you were.
Yeah, a bit unusual.
So tell me about the team and how you guys did, and maybe some help you might have gotten on defense, because according to the bio, you were back there making 35 saves a game, which means that you had a lot of offense coming at you. But maybe a teammate or two help you out.
Yeah. So this year we started late because our town was in the red,
mm-hmm.
So we didn't get to as much practice. We were 2 weeks behind all the other teams.
Mm.
And so it takes time to adjust to 7-on-7, so we were not, like, fully prepared. And so our defense was getting killed the whole time. And I don't think I deserve, like, all the credit, because I had a lot of, like, amazing defense helping me out, too. There wasn't really much we could do.
What was it like being out there now, your senior? But even before that, tell me, what's it like to be a two-time captain? Because being selected as captain as a junior, I'm sure you go back to your freshman year and you look up and say, man, this is pretty intimidating here on this first day. But now here you are, a junior and now a senior, two-time captain. So what's that feel like?
It felt really good. It felt like my hard work finally paid off. But it also was a lot of pressure, because I felt like if one goal got in, I felt like it was all my fault.
Well, there is that, you know, with goaltending. It's probably the only profession where, red lights go off, sirens go off, and everybody cheers, and you're standing here looking at the ball behind you.
Yeah, it felt like embarrassing, but, like, I know it's not my fault. But
how'd you end up in goal as a field hockey player?
I started in my eighth grade year, and no one wanted to be a goalie. Everyone was, like, fighting over it, and I was just like, I'll do it. I just, like, was doing it as, like, a joke, and then I actually was, like, good at it, mm-hmm. And I kept doing it.
Do you do winter field hockey, too, somewhere? Have you done that? Indoors?
I didn't do winter, but I did a summer league.
Oh, okay. All right. And tell me a little bit about, maybe a highlight for you. I know it was a tough year because of everything that you said, but is there a game or two that you feel really good about?
Definitely the Gloucester game. I think I had... I had a high number of saves that game, maybe, I can't remember exactly, maybe 35 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a good game, like we were getting pounded in net, but I felt like my performance that game was really good.
Okay.
And our last game at Beverly, I had a good save, and everyone thought that it was going to go in the net, and like last second I like swatted it, and like everyone was going like crazy, so that was fun.
And you're going to remember that for a while. Coach Tim Kearns, you got a question or two here for Gabby?
Gabby, one thing that was really impressive as I was looking through your bio was you're mentioning about your studies, and you said you've always had to balance them, but you always made sure that the academics were taken care of. And that's such an important thing, because if there are kids that lose sight of the academics when they're playing sports, and when they come to the end of their high school careers and they want to. And they want to move on, they sometimes find that their options are limited because they forgot that they were supposed to be a student athlete and not just an athlete. So congratulations on that part.
Thank you.
What are you looking at for schools next year, Gab?
I got into UMass Amherst, Hofstra, URI.
And what
those are probably my top three.
Okay. Well, I'm a graduate of UMass Amherst, as is my older daughter. Hofstra. All right. So what do you think you might want to study?
I'm either going to go for nursing or veterinary medicine.
Good for you. What about the Stockbridge? Have you looked at Stockbridge out at UMass?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's animal husbandry. It's got a terrific program, and they have a veterinarian school out there as well. So you're going to be in good shape wherever you go, whatever you decide to do. What's your favorite course this year as a senior?
I like bio, and I like AP Psych.
AP Psych, all right, okay. And on another note, and I hesitate to ask this, but obviously with the tragedy that occurred with the boys' basketball coach, Gabby, what's how are things going at the school right now? Are you guys do you go in the building at all, or is it strictly online?
We're gonna go back. Hopefully, I believe January 4th, but we're still online.
Okay. Well, all right. I appreciate your taking the time. Congratulations on being the Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month for the month of November. And you're playing softball in the spring?
I'm still thinking about it. Not sure yet.
Okay. Well, let us know when you do. All right. Meantime, have a great holiday season. I hope you have a really nice, safe Christmas break.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. Best of luck.
Thank you, Gabby.